Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an exclamation point laden email here from Christine.
Hello, triple exclamation point. I'm applying to Harvard Law School with a horrendous undergrad GPA. I wonder what horrendous means to Christine. However, I shaped up and shined in business school at the University of Notre Dame. One of my recommendation letters is coming from a professor of mine who is an HLS graduate. How would you assess my situation, i.e., what is your perspective on my odds of getting in? Other than a stellar LSAT score, what other pieces of my application should I focus on that will make me stand out and get my acceptance?
So we have some background data here. Harvard's 509. And we also have the lsd.law page for 2022-2023. We can link to this. But discarding one anomaly, the lowest self-reported GPA for an accepted student last year for Harvard Law School was 3.55.
Okay.
How horrendous, Christine, were your undergraduate grades? And if they were that or below that, I think your chances are almost nil.
Yep.
Like, I give zero shits about your good GPA in business school. Everybody gets a good GPA in business school. You know, you have to be me to not get a 4.0 in business school. I did not get a 4.0 in business school, but like, I went to business school and it was so easy to get A's. I just didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
Everybody else there was getting A's in every class. And, you know, like, you did good and that's great. Fine. You know, again, it's a feather in the back of your cap where no one can see it, that you have this MBA and that you have these higher grades. Harvard Law School is going to make their decision based on your undergraduate GPA and your LSAT, even with a 180. If your grades are below 3.55, I think you have almost no chance of getting in to Harvard Law School specifically. Sorry, this is not a sunshine and rainbows podcast. Like, we're trying to just tell you, you know, our true assessment.
I don't mean to pile on here, but I'm curious what you think of this email. It's just an email to us, obviously, so not super polished, but anything stick out to you?
I'm not sure what you're looking at. You're criticizing the writing, the grammar.
Well, okay. So these things don't matter, obviously, when you're writing to us, but you didn't capitalize Harvard Law School. Harvard Law School capitalizes Harvard Law School.
Capitalized Harvard, but not the law and school.
Yes, exactly. And then this question, how would you assess my situation, i.e., what is your perspective on my odds of getting in? You really have two questions there. And then it's underlined in Google Docs, and that makes sense because stand out, you've put it as a noun, but it's actually a verb. These kinds of things matter to Harvard admissions officers when they're comparing two applicants with stellar numbers. And you know, apparently you don't even have the stellar GPA. So it's going to be a tough road. These are the small little things that show attention to detail that a Harvard reviewer is going to say, oh, yeah, I guess between these two, this person seems to get it a little bit more.
Yeah, I mean, it's a small typo. Google Docs, by the way, is not actually underlining that for me. So whatever Christine used to write her email, maybe that standout did not get flagged for her. But yeah, that should have been two words there. Other than that, I don't know. It was a short email. It seemed like it was decently written. I don't automatically read that and go, oh my God, you don't have what it takes to go to Harvard Law School. But I think you should for sure broaden your horizons. Like, I think that you should be applying to a wide range of schools. If you have a bad undergraduate GPA, putting all your eggs in the Harvard basket is not a good decision. If you're serious about law school, you should be applying to a wide range of schools. Go to lsatdemon.com/scholarships. Put in your actual LSAC adjusted undergraduate GPA. and your highest LSAT on record, or your highest practice test on record, or your average of your last 10 practice tests, or what, you can play around with it, put in different numbers. But you should get a, you know, 15 schools that seem like some of them, you know, Harvard's always going to be a stretch. Like the scholarship estimator is going to probably tell you that you're not getting any scholarship money to Harvard. Well, I guess Harvard is always just need-based anyway. But you'll see schools in the top 14 are going to be like, 3.5. Yeah, probably not. But schools outside the top 14 with the right LSAT, absolutely. And I hate to break this to you, Christine, but yeah, your business school GPA just doesn't matter for law school admissions. I bet the schools are not really happy to talk about that, right? Like schools, master's programs, I think a lot of people see them as an opportunity to rehabilitate their undergraduate GPA. But for law school admissions, it does nothing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bummer.
Thanks, Christine. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.